Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, it's Andy and Randy. Andy Bunker.
I'm a first place individual.
And Randy McMichael.
You are that. You are that.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. My name's Andy Bunker. That right there is Randy McMichael. Happy Monday.
Hey, good morning. Good morning to you, Bunky.
How are you, Randy?
I am so good.
Where'd you go?
My wife.
Where you been?
She just, you know what? She took me down to Miami Beach.
Oh, awesome.
And she, people always joke and make fun of me that I'm the cheap one. No, my wife is cheap, especially when she got to spend her money. And she did it so big for me. She got us a real nice suite at Fontainebleau, and she took my favorite restaurant for dinner. And she didn't mind me taking my $15 shots. I mean, she was just, babe, I got it. You enjoy yourself.
Well, it's a birthday. And it's your 40th birthday,
yeah,
man.
So I had a lot of shots.
It's all about you.
A whole lot of shots. And
a couple shots?
Yeah. So, we had just an amazing time. And then I come home last night. We get in. I'm tired. And then my mom and my Pam and my sister and my cousins and my babies, everybody's at the house waiting for me. So when I walk through the door, they got the cake surprise.
Oh.
So, I mean, you know me, you saw how awkward it was for me this, you know, on Friday and everything. It's been a while since this has been about me, just a whole weekend, and it was. And I just love my family and my friends and you guys for what y'all did. And it was just amazing, man.
That sounds great.
It was classic fun.
That sounds really fun. And for anybody who might not have been with us on Friday, it was Randy's birthday on Friday, and he didn't know where he was going. His wife told him, look, bring a bag to work, take an Uber.
Yep.
I'm going to pick you up from work on Friday afterwards, and we're going to the airport. We're going to go someplace, which is just like the coolest thing. I mean, just a really cool surprise to have all that set up.
And got to meet some listeners that were out. We were going through security, and the guy, he just looks at me, and I'm like, what you staring at? And he's like, you know where you're going yet? And it was just funny because like, people were listening on the way to the airport, so we got a couple of those while we were in the airport. A couple of listeners sitting by the pool like, hey, we listen to you. My husband likes you. So, yeah, it was really, really good, man. It was good.
That's great, man. That sounds awesome. Well, again, happy birthday. I'm glad the weekend went the way that it did. We went to Bluffton, South Carolina for a family reunion for my wife's side of the family.
Uh-huh.
Bluffton's awesome.
Is it?
I had no idea. And I know I tweeted that, and people were like, yeah, if you can't make it to Hilton Head. And I was like, I know what Hilton Head is.
Like, really?
I know what Savannah is. I had been to those places.
Right.
I had no expectations of what Bluffton, South Carolina was going to be like. We got there. It was awesome. It was a great time. We had a ton of fun. And a lot of people in my wife's family are Miami Dolphins fans.
Uh-huh.
And so they had heard about the new show and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I got a lot of Randy McMichael-related questions over the weekend. Will you ask Randy about what happened when Nick Saban was the head coach? He's like, yeah, I'll ask him.
I don't know, next time I'll see you.
Yeah,
you know?
I'll be sure to get here. Let me. I'll get back to you and get you the answer about what happened back in 2006.
Yeah, with the Miami Dolphins. We'll work on all that.
Anyway, hopefully everybody out there had a great weekend as well. Wendy Adams producing the show today. She's waving. Bo Johnson producing the show today as well. He's in there. Their microphones aren't working, but trust me, they're waving.
And we're working on it.
We're working on it.
Yeah,
we're still working on it. We'll get to what's trending coming up in 15 minutes. And man, there's a lot to talk about today. Going to spend plenty of time talking about NBA free agency and the way that things went down last night. And I got to say, Randy, as a big NBA fan, I know you are too. The subtle change from midnight to 6 p.m. was a big difference. I mean, I think it made the NBA even more, and free agency even more fun. I know everything was already basically, I mean, Woj had everything out there before 6 p.m. hit, but it gave us that extra 6 hours to react to stuff and digest stuff. And then you get up Monday morning, and instead of having to get up and look at Twitter and look at ESPN.com or whatever to find out what happened, you already knew what happened. You've kind of formulated your opinions and your arguments and what you're happy about and upset about. So when you got into work on Monday, I'd imagine there's a lot of people having some pretty fun NBA free agency related arguments at the water cooler today at their jobs.
Oh, without a doubt, man. It was crazy. And we kind of knew this was going to happen because there was so much it was a lot of unpredictability about it, especially when you see a guy like who probably would have been the best, the number one free agent, Kevin Durant, get hurt. And I thought that just kind of threw a lot of people in limbo. But at the same time, he still got his – well, he didn't take the max. He would have gotten his max deal to go to Brooklyn. And, I mean, that's been the rumor all along, him and Kyrie to Brooklyn. And I know other teams were in there, and I think that maybe – I'm going to ask you this. Do you think it would have been different if he didn't get hurt? Or you think he was going to Brooklyn all along?
I think that he was. Yeah, that's the sense that I get now. Yeah. I think that he was going to go to Brooklyn all along. The fact that he took less money to do it, the fact that somehow DeAndre Jordan played such a big role.
Do you remember that conversation
it?
We had? Like, I think me and you had it last week, and I read that, and it was like, DeAndre Jordan, he going to have an impact on where KD goes?
Why would that be
but
true?
Now, you see why. They're obviously really good friends, and I was telling you in a bullpen, like some of the guys we were saw down there, had Knicks hats on and Knicks t-shirts and tank tops, and they were amped because they actually thought that they had a shot at Kevin Durant. And right before we were leaving the hotel yesterday to go to the airport, I kind of saw them, hey, good to meet y'all and everything, and they were just hot. We didn't want him anyways. those were the usual, we didn't want him anyways. He can't handle the New York media. And I'm like, they took less to play together in Brooklyn, but wouldn't take less to play together for your team.
He's still going to have to handle the New York media. Yeah. Brooklyn's in New York, isn't it? I thought so. Now, here's the thing about what the Knicks didn't do. And it's funny to me. I'll be honest with you. It's funny to me to see teams like that struggle. I enjoyed watching the Lakers struggle the last couple of years. Looks like they've figured it out. Who knows? Maybe Kawhi Leonard is going to go team up with Anthony Davis and LeBron, and then they'll be right back to being interesting again. But the Knicks did everything right in terms of setting yourself up going into the summer to be able to go after big-name free agents, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they cleared all the cap space. They traded Kristaps Porzingis, who, by the way, got a max deal yesterday as well.
That was crazy.
So they did everything right leading up to yesterday, and then in very classically Knicks fashion, they did everything wrong when it came time to actually make the moves happen. And here they are with, well, no offense to Julius Randle, but Julius Randle.
He's a nice player.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice player.
Taj Gibson and Bobby Portis.
Well, give me Taj back in Chicago, Taj.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Portis can play.
He sure can.
Yeah. Portis can play.
He sure, that's your big three now.
Yeah, I mean, you got guys.
But here's the bottom line. I mean, it's funny to laugh at the Knicks. I don't really care that much about the Knicks. The Knicks set themselves up perfectly going into this summer to be able to have the money, the cap space to go out and get free agents. We talked about this all the time, Randy. It's the same thing with financial flexibility with the Braves. It's the same thing with what the Hawks are setting themselves up to do next summer. It's great to have money to spend.
Yeah.
But it's all about making people want
exactly
your team.
Exactly. And teams were clearing space. We know that. We know why the Knicks traded away Porzingis so they can get all this cap space to fit these guys under. And it was 2 weeks ago when we said here on our show, it's great to have it.
Sure.
Unless you got somebody that wants to take it. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about just giving away money just so you can fill out the cap space, guys that probably don't deserve it. So, yeah, the Knicks up the creek right now. They didn't get anybody. I mean, of course, they got some guys, but they didn't get some of the big guys they want. And it's one big fish out there left. And, you know, there are rumblings about Kawhi. Mm-hmm. I just saw a tweet coming in talking about, hey, L.A., the Lakers are a real strong possibility. A real strong possibility for this guy. And you look at how they're trying to build that thing out there. They're coming to crush people. If you put Kawhi, LeBron, and AD, and then they just say, oh, come on, man. That ain't even going to be fair.
I think, though, with Kawhi, we have to remember no one really knows anything
exactly
about him. So before you decide that that's final, because, again, it is absolutely not. Kawhi is taking meetings starting today.
I like how he did that. Nah, you know what? I'll wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll wait till tomorrow.
Now you guys got time tomorrow. I'm busy today.
Yeah, I'll wait tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll meet tomorrow, and we'll meet with the Clippers tomorrow. Now, that's going to be fun. That would be a fun thing to be a fly on the wall for. Like the presentation that they make to Kawhi Leonard, how you try to get him to come to your franchise.
All the money's the same. It's not really necessarily about the money.
It's about the fit.
It's about the fit.
Yeah, where you want to be and what they pitch you to make you want to come there. I remember when the Lakers were free agent players back at like 4 or 5 years ago and Kobe was involved in those meetings.
Yes.
And he would just ruin it.
Yes.
Whenever guys like LaMarcus Aldridge was met with the Lakers and I guess left after 10 minutes of the meeting
because Kobe,
I don't want to play with that guy.
Because Kobe ain't about that bull.
No, he's
Kobe
not.
Kobe came in there real as a $2 bill. Okay, we're like, hey, let me tell you something, man. I'm all about winning.
Yep.
This is me. My expectation. Not ours, not the Lakers, but mine. LaMarcus like, dude, I just came from Portland. It's real chilled and everything. I don't know if I want to play here with Kobe.
Yeah, I don't want to play with this guy. Yeah. This is going to try to fight me in practice. I'm not interested in this. But I would love to be a fly on the wall for those Kawhi meetings. Because, again, then maybe you'd get to learn something about Kawhi. I don't know anything about Kawhi, except for that he's amazing at basketball and that all the teams that have space right now are going to try to get him. Coming up in half an hour at 10:40, we'll get back into this NBA free agency thing and try to figure out exactly how the Hawks can make sure that next summer they're the Nets and not the Knicks. What's the difference between the Nets and the Knicks? Same city, same amount of money to be able to spend. Why was one team able to do exactly what they wanted and one team was able to do absolutely nothing that they wanted? The Hawks are going to be in that position next summer. Be the Nets, not the Knicks. We'll get into that in half an hour. Braves had a good weekend as well. It just is unfortunate. It leaves a bad taste in your mouth the way that the third game of the series went. They come back on Saturday, as they often do in late innings, and beat the Mets. And they were in great position to beat the Mets again yesterday. And this is a sentence I did not expect to say in my life, let alone about this Braves season. The Anthony Swarzak injury could really be a big deal for the Atlanta Braves. You ever think you'd say something like that before? I guess you didn't even say it. I
didn't even say it. You said it. And it was a situation where when they went out and got the guy, we were like, who is this dude? And he's been fantastic since he's been a Brave. And now with the shoulder inflammation, he's going to be out for a while. And yesterday, it still looks like in the bullpen, Snick's still trying to figure out who's going to pitch where, at what part of the game, and you know, and all those things. And you know, they gave up 5-8 last night. I mean, and that's enough. But again, it seems like we say it once a week in here. These things are going to happen with this squad. We know that. So that's why I said I really wasn't upset about it last night. But, I mean, we all know, and I know the Braves know they got to fix this. Now, in this little current win streak, whatever you want to call it, the Braves have had, the bullpen's been phenomenal.
Yep.
They've been really good. You're going to have days like this or games like this where you're going to give up or you're going to lose games. But to lose it the way they lost it, I mean, it's just like that snowball effect I always talk about. When one thing goes wrong, then – over and over, Nukin comes in, Mentor. Then it's like, okay, this game, before you know it, the game's over. And you're going to the top of the ninth, and you're going against their closer, who I don't know what he was on yesterday, but he was going at Ronald Acuna.
Yeah.
I was like, dude.
I think he's on that, like, he doesn't know where his pitchers are going.
He was on one. He was just slinging that thing at young Ronnie.
I was surprised they even threw him right back in there, as many games as he's blown recently, Eddie Diaz. But he looked pretty good in the ninth, except for when he was trying to hit Ronald Acuna in the head. Which, I don't know, maybe that was an intimidation thing. I'm not sure. But he got through that inning with relative ease, as he's not been able to do recently. But you're right, Randy. If you're gonna actually evaluate things fairly, and I know that what happened most recently is the thing that you're going to focus on, the bullpen blowing the game yesterday, as well as the fact that that's something that we've been talking a lot about. What happened yesterday and the negative thing is the things that people are going to glom onto. Just pay attention in that 10-game road trip to the games where the bullpen had to pitch 4 and 5 innings and didn't give up any runs. And I think that you have to do that. And I know not everyone's going to do that. Nonetheless, we know that they've got to address something with the closer. That remains true.
Right.
The thing that, again, the thing that we had gotten so comfortable with was the middle relief portion of the bullpen. And the guy who's been best is Anthony Swarzak,
and he's
on the injured list for a while. Now, maybe good timing with the All-Star break coming around in just 6 more games. But that's a big deal. That's a big deal that has happened in the middle of your bullpen right now. So maybe that adds another move that has to be made before the deadline. But the issue remains the same. You need one more legitimate starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. Don't know what's going to happen with Folty.
Nope.
And you got to get yourself a closer in there. All in all, though, 6-4 on the road trip. That's what we asked for, right?
Exactly what you asked for when this thing started. And you got what you wanted. They did lose a lot of ground. As far as, you know, Philly's playing better. The Nationals are playing better. And they were able to maintain that lead. But the most important thing to me is, and I hate that this happened, that they lost last night, you beat the damn team you're supposed to beat.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You're better than the Mets. You're supposed to beat the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they were able to do that. Unfortunately, last night it got away from them.
Philly's coming into town tomorrow. 3-game set before the All-Star break. We'll come back, get to what's trending, including Brian Snitker with a prophecy.
This is going to be a yearly occurrence because these kids are going to be around for a long time.
Wow. I hope so. We'll get into that and more coming up next in What's Trending here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There's that right center field swing you were talking about, and it is gone.
Yeah.
I think you deserve to watch that one. He did watch it.
And he's fearless.
That was Ronald Acuna's home run last night against the Mets early. Gave the Braves a lead. Braves took the lead again later on in the game, but unfortunately the bullpen could not hold on to it. Nonetheless, the Braves beat the Mets 2 out of 3 times over the weekend. They split with the Cubs, and they won the first series of the road trip as well. They go 6-4, which is good. Basically what I was asking for when the road trip began. Now they get to come home tomorrow against the Phillies, and then 3 more games against the Mets before the All-Star break gets here. 6 more games. Braves are in great shape. Now they're only going to have 3 All-Stars, Randy. We talked about how many All-Stars the team might
Mike
have.
Soroka.
Yeah, Soroka's going to be on the squad. Congratulations, Tim. And he did what we asked him to do on Friday, too. He out-dueled Jacob DeGrom.
He did. He started. That was the one thing about when we talk about that guy who you can put out there and say, hey, go get us something, and to go up against a guy like DeGrom and to pitch the way he did. Congratulations, that young man. Well-deserved All-Star bid for him.
We also got other news over the weekend regarding that guy right there who just hit that home run. That makes me happy.
I know it does.
I love it. I love that Ronald Acuña is going to participate in the home run derby.
I like it.
He's a young, fun superstar in baseball. That's what you do.
Last time that happened to a young superstar, what happened? He went on this slump.
Who?
Remember when Aaron Judge went
into it? Was it Judge?
Yeah. Yeah, just don't want that for our guy.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it happen.
I know.
At times with guys.
I'm just being silly.
No, I don't think you are. I think there's a lot of people. Well, you might just be being silly, but there are people that feel the way that you feel.
Yeah, but no, I'm going to love that right there to watch him. I think Vlad Jr. is going to be in it. I mean, it's going to be a lot. It's good to have those young, up-and-coming superstar guys in there. I don't think Mike Trout's not going to do it. Like, it was so much fun when Bryce Harper did it because he was at home and all those things. So hopefully, you know, Ronald can go out there. No, not hopefully. Ronald's going to put on the show. Yeah, I'm not even worried about that. Ronald Acuña's going to put on the show.
Yeah, we got a solid field. Christian Yelich is going to do it as well. Pete Alonso, who we just got done seeing the last couple of days.
I like him.
With the Mets. Yeah, he's pretty good.
I like him.
Now, they had him mic'd up.
Yeah, he was pretty funny.
He was pretty funny, but he was also, like, pretty reasonable, pretty calm guy. They kept going, all right, well, now we're going to listen to Pete Alonso mic'd up. And he was like, I'm sneaky fast. He was like kind of a calm.
Yeah, he was cool. I like when he tried to have a conversation with Ronald Acuña on the phone first that one time. And it looked like Ronald was like, what you talking about, bro? Gotta get my translator out here.
Yeah.
But he seemed like he's a fun guy to be around. One of the bright spots for a disappointing Mets team. But that's going to be a lot of fun. And I know that Ronnie's going to put on the show. Mm-hmm. I'm not even worried about that. He's going to be a finalist. Might win that thing. Because he is just, you know, he is built for that.
And with all the power exploits that the Braves have displayed this month, they've got the most home runs now in a month ever for an Atlanta Braves team. That happened in the month of June. That just came to an end, obviously. Freddie Freeman had the most RBIs ever for an individual Braves player in the month of June. Also led all of baseball in RBIs in the month of June. So just an amazing offensive performance from these guys throughout the entire month. Then we saw it again over the weekend, Randy. Just more guys stepping up and coming up big in big situations. Johan Camargo had a nice weekend again, and he got a chance to play 3 different positions in 3 games against the Mets. And again, frustrating that it ended the way that it did yesterday against the Mets, because he would have liked to have swept them, and you probably should have swept them.
Should have, exactly. Are they showcasing Camargo?
Could be.
Yeah. I had a feeling because, you know, he played short and went to second and made a great play in the outfield. Thought him and Cakes was going to take each other. That's the second. That's like because it was Cakes need to get out the way, okay? Because he almost still got Freddie.
Yeah, he did.
He almost still got Camargo. But, to me, it looks like they're trying to, you know, possibly put him in something. A guy that, you know, back in with May, April, I was like, please don't trade this guy. You can't. But right now, you said it to me on Friday. Where are they going to play him? Where is his position? Where is his future here with this team when you can use him to get somebody in here to help this team right now?
Yeah, and the other thing, too, that you feel pretty good about, I think, is the Braves bench.
Yeah.
Even without Camargo.
Yeah.
Culberson's a nice guy you can bring in. He can play a variety of positions. He's hitting the ball well. Matt Joyce has been really impressive this season, probably better than – I mean, he was a late spring training addition when you weren't going to bring Adam Duvall up.
Right.
Adam Duvall's
still raking down
is
there.
Absolutely crushing. He's got like 25 home runs in the minor leagues this season.
There's another guy you can possibly put him in a trade also. So, I mean, they got options. It's just, I think as fans, you get impatient because you know they have options mm-hmm. and you know that they need help at certain positions. And you think that right now we finally have something that we can like package together, because it was always the first name everybody wanted to throw out was Ender. And we're like, Ender have that much trade value?
Right. When you haven't been able to showcase
him. Showcase these guys. And again, you might have to give up one of these young arms.
You might
have to.
You might.
And, you know, That's the most important thing. Which one is it? Because somebody got to go.
Yeah.
Somebody got to go. I mean, I think we've seen enough. I don't know. We don't know if Bryce Wilson's going to get another start.
Yeah, I think Bryce Wilson's going to start on Wednesday.
He's going to start on Wednesday. Okay, so this is his second shot.
I have not seen that confirmed.
Right.
I just, you know, when you go to the website and they've got the presumed starting pitchers listed, Wilson is listed as starting Wednesday. Dallas Keuchel starting tomorrow. So we'll see if that ends up actually happening. Brian Snicker spoke after the game as well about how nice it is having all these young guys.
It's just the beginning here. I think this is going to be a yearly occurrence because these kids are going to be around for a long time. Going to be a bunch of all-star invites going around this clubhouse before it's all said and done.
Yeah, and I have to wonder if that makes it a little easier to maybe deal one of the other prospect arms, because you've got so many of these guys that were prospects that have come up and now shown that they're going to be able to play Major League Baseball at an all-star level. Or maybe that makes it less easy because you're worried that one of those prospects that you have down there could also come up and be an all-star too.
Yeah, what did I say? You don't want to be that guy that gave away an all-star as a general manager. I mean, what about now? What about this team now? What about not taking advantage of the fact that you got these guys playing at such a high level? This team is playing at such a high level, one of the best teams in the NL East. I mean, I'm sorry, in the NL, actually. Why not? That's what I mean. I get it being gun shy because you don't. I mean, that happens. I said it on Friday. It happens so much in football with first rounders, and you don't want to give up on them or quarterbacks. I mean, that's why they get so many shots. But if you're built to win right now, and you know that, okay, I might have to part ways with maybe one because of the fact that, you know, I need to get somebody in here to help this team win now. You got to pull that trigger, man. And nobody's saying it's not going to happen. We still got to the end of this month until something can happen. But, I mean, if it's there, pull the trigger, because now we see, and you can't fool us no more, we see that, hey, we got some guys that we can put and package together and go get somebody.
Well, I think you got to weigh what matters more.
Now or the future.
Now, exactly.
But the thing about it is, Andy, the Braves' future is fine.
The future is now.
You know, but still, if you look at the prospects that you might have to give up, look at it. Look what else you got.
Right.
No,
I'm with you.
That's the thing that worries me. Are you at a point now you're like, okay, any, meeny, mighty, mo, which one of these guys I want to let go? Because, I mean, that's how it's looking to me. Like, okay, no, I can't let him go. Now, but you know that.
Wouldn't it be amazing to find out if that's how I'm sure decisions have been made like that in the past.
Probably.
Like, all right, we got to trade one of these two guys. Flip a coin. Tails, it's him.
Yeah.
Whoops. Fumbled my audio sheet. Thank you, Randy.
But yeah, no.
Just fell on the fumble.
But no, seriously, I mean, is that where we are right now with the Braves? I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due because they have been trying to – they have built this farm system up to where it is right now, and all these young prospects that they had are – I mean, I'm basically talking about, you know, the everyday players, the outfielders, the infielders. They have come to ball. I mean, Ozzie and Ronald and these guys, and then you see that there's more guys coming.
Yes.
And that's the great thing about it. That's why now you can look at a guy like a Camargo as, hey – as much as I love the guy, maybe he's that one chip that we can use to go get somebody else.
The nice thing is, this is what you were sold on.
Yes.
This is what the 3 years of 90-plus losses was supposed to lead to. And that's what every management front office sells their fans on. It doesn't always happen. But it's nice that the Braves sold us on something that is actually coming to fruition.
It's so true.
We'll get back into the Braves as the show goes on in the 11 o'clock hour.
As Gressel is in the far corner, Atlanta United attacking the goal to our left in the 83rd minute. Gressel up to the ball, strikes it, going for the penalty spot. Header! Safe! Score! Justin Merrim again! Atlanta United finds a way.
Yeah, that was a crazy game on Saturday evening between Atlanta United and the Montreal Impact. Pretty clear what Atlanta United lacks when they don't have some of their stars on the field.
You got your way, okay? All right, he's coming back.
I did.
You got your way.
Well, here's my thing with Joseph, all right? First of all, Atlanta United would have won that game 4-1 yesterday if Joseph Martinez would have been on the field. I'm not trying to trash Brandon Vasquez or anything like that, but there was just a handful of opportunities where Vasquez was either a little bit slow or misplayed the ball. Joseph would have turned and fired on a number of shots that would have happened. Now, maybe they would have gone in, maybe they wouldn't have, but there would have been more scoring opportunities if Joseph Martinez would have been on the field on Saturday night. Secondly, Joseph Martinez only played 20 minutes for Venezuela against Argentina.
Yeah.
They didn't even use it. If you're going to have our best player, at least start him. Let him get out there and try to score some goals against Argentina.
If you're going to have our guy,
use him.
Use him. Don't be wasting him over there. He could be over here helping us.
Don't borrow my stuff and not use it. I want my stuff back.
But, yeah, good for – I mean, but again, the depth, Miram. I mean, I didn't see no. I didn't know he can ball like this. I knew he was a solid player, but that one goal he made, we were talking about in the bullpen with Mike. Dude, I didn't think it was getting in. But I mean, that was a great play by him. Great job by United bouncing back after that Toronto iffy. Now, in your opinion, did PT, how did he look?
Not good.
Exactly.
It was not the bounce back performance you wanted from PT.
Exactly.
They had to sub him out because he just kept turning the ball over.
And that's been one of my things with him all season. Oh, I don't want to hear no more about that.
Ridiculous. He was, though.
He's careless with the ball. Yeah. He's really careless with the ball. And so with that being said, I mean, hey, you got to suck it up now.
You know who wasn't careless with the ball? Darlington Nagbe.
Well, he never is.
He completed 72 of his 73 pass attempts.
Well, I mean, he smoked.
Ridiculous.
That's why we love. That's why, I mean, you both like Darlington so much because he's just that presence. When everything seems like it's getting out of hand and in chaos, and just get a ball to Darlington.
I still contend that Franco Escobar is the MVP of this team.
Well, I mean, they win all the time.
When he plays, they win. Yeah. When he doesn't, it doesn't look the same. 9-3 now in league games where Franco Escobar plays. Hey, Atlanta United supporters, you can join 92.9 The Game and Peach Pass this Saturday starting at 9 in Lot A in the Gulch parking lot with the Esperanza Supporters Club. 92.9 The Game will have prize giveaways, and Peach Pass will have soccer games to get you ready for the match. Stop by a tailgate, hang out with 92.9 The Game and Peach Pass. Conquer traffic with Peach Pass.
Yeah, I mean, and make sure you get down there. I know most people, when they go down there to the Gulch and the Speranza and the Peach Pass, they do it real big. Because I remember I took my boy to the game, and we went over there. I had a good time, man. So yeah, make sure you check that out.
We have a pair of Atlanta United tickets to give away for the New York Red Bulls game. Now, that's not till Sunday, July 7th. But we've got a pair of tickets to give away in the 1 o'clock hour.
Right.
So be listening very closely in the 1 o'clock hour for your chance to win a pair of Atlanta United tickets. Bottom line is Atlanta United gets the win yesterday. They still, even with the loss to Toronto in the middle of the week, if you look back over the last couple of months, even though there was that massive gap of play in there, all those days where they didn't play, they've been playing really well lately. They're fourth place right now in the East, but they've played less games than the three teams that are in front of them. They're in perfectly good position.
We get all that, but they still got to play better. They got to play better.
Agreed.
The conditioning thing, I mean, it's going to be a factor all year. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Suck it up.
I mean, is Pitti just in bad shape?
They've been saying that since he got here.
I know, but like, get on the PT's treadmill, you know what I mean?
Smoking cools and stuff? I mean, what are you doing? Get yourself together, Pitti.
Go to an Orange Theory class or something like that, right, Wendy? I hear that stuff works. Orange Theory. Yeah, she knows.
My wife's words
by
it.
She says it works.
My wife's words by it.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into what happened yesterday and is continuing to happen right now in NBA free agency. I try to answer this question. What can the Hawks do this year to make sure next summer they're the Nets and not the Knicks? Don't be the Knicks. No one wants to be the Knicks. We'll get into that coming up next year on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Making your workday a little more tolerable.
So just listen.
It's Andy and Randy.
Andy Bunker and Randy McMichael.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get into an NFL no huddle. Still a busy weekend in the National Football League as we are, 3 weeks and a day away from the beginning of training camp for the Atlanta Falcons?
22nd.
I guess, what is that? Maybe just 3 weeks. That's amazing. We're 3 weeks away from training camp beginning for the Atlanta Falcons. This is always the time of year on the sports calendar, too, where people say, well, it's getting slow. I guess.
Yeah.
it doesn't feel slow, probably because the Braves are in first game by 5.5 or first place by 5.5. Atlanta United is playing well. NBA free agency has something to do with that.
It's slow because it's list season. And
it is list season.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody's got a list and everybody wants to. I mean, teams haven't even signed these players officially, and they're already talking about who's gonna represent the East and Western Conference in the NBA Finals already. I mean, damn, the Lakers got three guys.
I know
they're the favorite.
That was a funny part of the conversation this morning out there in the bullpen was, oh man, and the Hawks thought the East was going to be easy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it might still be. I don't know. Let's give it a minute. The Nets aren't going to look anything like what they're supposed to look like for at least 2 years.
It's going
to
be a while.
Because Kevin Durant's not going to play a whole lot, if at all, next season. We'll also see what it looks like when they're all together. I'm not going to jump ship yet on the Hawks rebuild because the Nets got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. But they did get Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, which was the biggest of the big news yesterday as NBA free agency started yesterday at 6 p.m. None of this can become official until the 6th, though, which still remains weird. I don't understand the NBA offseason calendar at all. But what we know is everything started breaking yesterday. All of the news started breaking yesterday. And Randy, you were in in Miami over the weekend celebrating your birthday, and you were down there around a handful of Knicks fans
yes.
who went into the offseason convinced that because they traded Porzingis and got all the money and went to the table with their big piles of chips and all this stuff, that everybody was going to be coming back to Madison Square
Garden.
They
were live on Saturday. You couldn't tell them nothing. I mean, they were all in with KD. Look, James Dolan told us we spent the money. We done got rid of Porzingis. We got the space. Yeah. They're coming. It's like, all right. So on Sunday, right yesterday evening before we got on our plane to come back here, they weren't so happy. And then it was, well, we didn't want him anyways.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, then they go right there. We didn't want him anyways.
Well, did you want Wayne Ellington? Because you got him.
Yeah, because Wayne Ellington just signed with the Knicks 2-year deal.
Congratulations. But,
I mean,
yeah,
the thing with the NBA, and we know this, it's a star-driven league. And all these guys, and everybody can get upset. Well, I wouldn't go, and Michael Jordan wouldn't have done this. Well, you know what? He didn't have really that opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
These guys have the opportunity to do this, and they want to link up with each other. And right now, it seems like everything, all the rumors that started out way before free agency are coming true. Because Kyrie and KD to Brooklyn, that was something. Everybody said that was going to happen. It happened. Mm-hmm. I think with Kawhi's situation, it's like, okay, where does he want to go? Because the thing when I look at the Lakers, Kawhi.
I do the same thing. Kawhi, you start talking about Kyrie, Kawhi, and Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, Kawhi does not need the Lakers. Kawhi Leonard does not need the Lakers.
Not at all.
You know, he doesn't. But if he wants to go there, I mean, they're going to be unstoppable. But then you look at it like this. LeBron got maybe 3 years. Mm-hmm. So the reins will be handed off to you and AD. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, you got opportunities like that. And these guys, and one thing we know, it ain't really about the money. Because, I mean, Kawhi left $200 million on the table before he went to Toronto. I mean, these guys, they'll take less to go to certain places. And if I'm the Knicks, I mean, Kevin and Kyrie took less to go to Brooklyn.
Kevin Durant is going to make like $80 million less than he could have made or $60 million less than he could have made in Golden State.
Yeah.
This is also the second consecutive time now that he's taken less money to go where he wants and play with who he wants to play with.
Yeah.
And some people, again, might perceive that as soft and not committing to whatever. I don't know. I don't see it that way. I mean, if I was in the position that he was in and I could control where I want to be with who I want to be with and
why not
give myself a chance to have fun and be competitive and win championships, that's what I'm doing.
He's going
to
make a lot of money.
He's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine.
He's going to be just fine.
You know?
But they chose Brooklyn.
Yes.
Right? They could have chosen New York.
They could have.
Kyrie and KD could have gone to the Clippers if they wanted to.
They could have.
They could have stayed where they were respectively if they wanted to. What was it about Brooklyn? And what can other teams learn from what Brooklyn did? Basically, I'm looking at it from the perspective of the Hawks, because we understand it. The Hawks were always going to be on the sideline this week. And for all the people that are tweeting at me last night about why the Hawks aren't doing anything, it's simple. They can't. They don't have any money. And they did it on purpose. They took on all these expiring contracts so next summer they can go to the table and have $70 million in cap space and potentially be able to bring in two max contract guys. The problem with that is the strategy is great. They've done everything the way that you're supposed to do. The Hawks have up until this point. Nice young core, developed through the draft. You like where you're at with the young guys. And then next summer, you're going to have a lot of money. The problem with having a lot of money is what we saw the Knicks have to deal with yesterday is if nobody wants to play for you, if no one wants your money, you can have all the money that you want and it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
So how do you make sure next summer, if you're the Atlanta Hawks and Tony Ressler, and that's really where I'm going with this, that you're not the Knicks and that you are the Nets? And maybe you're not the Nets, but you're not the Knicks. You don't want to be the team with all the money standing on the sidelines. No one wants to come play for you.
Right.
How do you make sure that doesn't happen?
Well, you got to win, first of all.
That's
you
part of
make
it.
This is an attractive place to be. You already have some young talent that we think that, Andy, if it develops right, it will be, Trey Hill be a guy that guys want to come play with because we know how unselfish he is. We know what a great passer he is. We know what a willing passer to get people involved in. And I think that would be probably the biggest thing. And of course, style of play. And some of these guys are going to get a chance to interact with Lloyd Pierce on Team USA. And I'm trying to pull up this daggone list that I had if this computer won't keep freezing up. And it was looking at the 2020 free agents for next season. Ain't a good crop.
No. It's not what we saw yesterday.
Yeah, and it's a lot of club options, player options, and those things. And you're like, are these guys – and we saw guys right now opting out of $31 million and everything. So who's going to say that this won't happen so they can get more money? Because like a guy like Paul George can opt out after next season and because they have a player option. But does he want to come to the Hawks? And you got to look at – and I think that's where it all ends and begins with Trey. I think because if you're more of the flashier, well-known guy in your squad, if he develops into what we think he will, it can make it an attractive place. Now, I know this is Atlanta, and I know the history of players not wanting to play here. And that's still around. It is. But, I mean, why not give him a chance? And we know that Travis Schlenk, we think and we're guessing he has the respect that he'll at least take a call from him. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or you'll get an interview with one of these guys. And, I mean, that remains to be seen.
Hopefully that comes through next year. And I think, look, Travis Schlenk has done everything he can do to put himself in the position to make those calls next year, and hopefully people answer the phone. The track record in Golden State, everything that he's done here so far. I'm with you. I think Trey, John Collins, Cam Reddish, DeAndre Hunter, when he officially becomes a Hawk in 5 days from now, Kevin Huerter, all this young core, they can play a role in it as well. If they're really fun next season, and who knows, maybe sneak into the playoffs, 7-8 seed, whatever. But if they could show other players that, yeah, it would be fun to come be a part of this. But I think the most important thing, and this is, to me, what we were seeing over the last couple of years in NBA free agency, is guys don't want to play for bad ownership.
I guess
you don't call it ownership anymore. It's governorship.
Yeah,
guys don't want to play for franchises that are poorly run.
Yeah, because,
and that's the Knicks' biggest problem is James Dolan.
And here's the thing, Andy, that mecca, that lure of playing in Madison Square Garden, it ain't working no more, man. Because I was like, man, who wouldn't want to play in New York in Madison Square Garden and mecca and all that? I mean, that you see who doesn't want to play.
Everyone.
There. Everyone. And you talk about the ownership of teams. I mean, we were talking, you know, the Brooklyn, they had the Russian cat that was owning. Now they have, I think his name's Joseph Tsai. He's 49%, but he's going to eventually take over.
Prokhorov currently is 51%. Yes. Joe Tsai is 49.
And there's a switch or whatever. Yep. And he'll become, but he's like this billionaire guy over there in Japan. And, you know, the NBA is so large over there, and I'm sure those are some extra dollars that KD and Kyrie and guys who want to go to Brooklyn are looking at. And, you know, we know Steve Ballmer, he's a billionaire owner out there in L.A. I'm sure he has ways that he can help out cats. Golden State got away with it because they're in that tech valley. You know, they're in Silicon Valley and all those different things. I mean, when you can find a way to make money not playing basketball, what I mean by that is going to the boardroom with these guys, and these guys are able to help you promote your brand. You make more money off of that. That's what guys want. It's all about branding now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you can brand yourself in New York City, but like you said, if you're playing for a guy who has admittedly came out and said, I'm not really keen on what goes on with basketball, yeah, I don't want to play for you. The guy who makes his employees come to his shows.
James Dolan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he has, hey, guys, I'm having a blues show over here at the Blues Club downtown. Yeah. Y'all make sure y'all come there, you know, and they feel obligated to have to come see this dude play a guitar.
Well, you're going
to
play the harmonica, you know, and I have to come watch you on a Thursday night. It's a work night.
Yeah,
you better be there or else I'm going to fire you.
And sometimes, Andy, that I'm sure a lot of them look at it like that, too.
Yeah.
Damn, we got
to
go, huh?
Yeah, nobody wants to play for that weirdo.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully Tony Ressler could prove to be somebody that guys do want to play for. I think they've invested a lot of money already into the stadium renovation and the practice facility and the G League team that's coming, and hopefully that's enough to have free agents say, yeah, I'd be a part of that. I'll go down to Atlanta. That's a good place I could build my brand too, seems like.
It seems like, you know, but yeah, I think everything is about branding and how else can I make the most money off the court.
Did you see the statement that the Knicks released to their fans last night?
You could have kept that, man.
Don't give me that. You know, don't apologize.
We're sorry.
Fix it.
Come on, man.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. It is list season. We've got some more NFL lists to get to. Plus, a very interesting article alert. Can the Falcons shake off 2018? We'll get back into that and more in the NFL no huddle coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.